जय राधा माधव पुण्य विहारी।
And now chapter 16, executing the Payovrata process of worship. Shukdev Goswami said, O King, when Aditi's sons, the demigods, had thus disappeared from heaven, and the demons had occupied their places, Aditi began lamenting, as if she had no protector. After many, many days, the great powerful sage Kashyapa Muni arose from a trance of meditation and returned home to see the ashram of Aditi neither jubilant nor festive. O best of the Kurus, when Kashyapa Muni had been properly received and welcomed, he took his seat and then spoke as follows to his wife Aditi, who was very morose.
O most gentle one, I wonder whether anything inauspicious has now taken place in regard to religious principles, the Brahmins, or the people in general who are subject to the whims of death. O my wife, who are very much attached to household life, if the principles of religion, economic development, and satisfaction of the senses are properly followed in household life, one's activities are as good as those of a transcendentalist. I wonder whether there have been any discrepancies in following these principles. I wonder whether, because of being too attached to the members of your family, you failed to properly receive uninvited guests, who therefore were not welcomed and went away. Homes from which guests go away without having been received, even with an offering of a little water, are like those holes in the field which are the homes of jackals. O chaste and auspicious woman, when I left home for other places, were you in so much anxiety that you did not offer oblations of ghee into the fire? By worshipping the fire and the Brahmins, a householder can achieve the desired goal of residing in the higher planets, for the sacrificial fire and the Brahmins are to be considered the mouth of Lord Vishnu, who is the supersoul of all the demigods. O great-minded lady, are all your sons faring well? Seeing your withered face, I can perceive that your mind is not tranquil. How is this so?
O my respected Brahmin husband, all is well with the Brahmins, the cows, religion, and the welfare of other people. O master of the house, the three principles of Dharma, Artha, and Kama flourish in household life, which is consequently full of good fortune. O beloved husband, the fires, guests, servants, and beggars are all being properly cared for by me. Because I always think of you, there is no possibility that any of the religious principles will be neglected. O my Lord, since you are a Prajapati and are personally my instructor in the principles of religion, where is the possibility that all my desires will not be fulfilled? O son of Marichi, because you are a great personality, you are equal toward all the demons and demigods who are born either from your body or from your mind, and who possess one or another of the three qualities, sattva-guna, rajo-guna, or tamo-guna. But although the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller, is equal toward all living entities, he is especially favorable to the devotees. Therefore, most gentle Lord, kindly favor your maidservant. We have now been deprived of our opulence and residence by our competitors, the demons. Kindly give us protection. The demons, our formidably powerful enemies, have taken away our opulence, our beauty, our fame, and even our residence. Indeed, we have now been exiled, and we are drowning in an ocean of trouble. O best of sages, best of all those who grant auspicious benedictions, please consider our situation and bestow upon my sons the benedictions by which they can regain what they have lost. When Kashyapa Muni was thus requested by Aditi, he slightly smiled and said,
"Alas, how powerful is the illusory energy of Lord Vishnu, by which the entire world is bound by affection for children. What is this material body made of five elements? It is different from the spirit soul. Indeed, the spirit soul is completely different from the material elements from which the body is made. But because of bodily attachment, one is regarded as a husband or a son. These illusory relationships are caused by misunderstanding. My dear Aditi, engage in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the master of everything, who can subdue everyone's enemies, and who sits within everyone's heart. Only that Supreme Person, Krishna or Vasudev, can bestow all auspicious benedictions upon everyone, for he is the spiritual master of the universe. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is very merciful to the poor, will fulfill all of your desires, for devotional service unto him is infallible. Any method other than devotional service is useless. That is my opinion."
"O Brahman, tell me the regulative principles by which I may worship the Supreme Master of the world so that the Lord will be pleased with me and fulfill all my desires. O best of the Brahmins, kindly instruct me in the perfect method of worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in devotional service, by which the Lord may very soon be pleased with me and save me, along with my sons, from this most dangerous condition."
"When I desired offspring, I placed inquiries before Lord Brahma, who is born from a lotus flower. Now I shall explain to you the same process Lord Brahma instructed me, by which Keshava, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is satisfied. In the bright fortnight of the month of Phalguna, or February and March, for 12 days ending with Dvadashi, one should observe the vow of subsisting only on milk, and should worship the lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead with all devotion. If dirt dug up by a boar is available on the day of the dark moon, one should smear this dirt on his body and then bathe in a flowing river. While bathing, one should chant the following mantra: O Mother Earth, you were raised by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of a boar, because of your desiring to have a place to stay. I pray that you kindly vanquish all the reactions of my sinful life. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Thereafter, one should perform his daily spiritual duties, and then, with great attention, offer worship to the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and also to the altar, the sun, water, fire, and the spiritual master. The following prayer should be recited: O Supreme Personality of Godhead, greatest of all, who lives in everyone's heart, and in whom everyone lives, O witness of everything, O Vasudeva, supreme and all-pervading person, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the Supreme Person. Being very subtle, you are never visible to material eyes. You are the knower of the 24 elements, and you are the inaugurator of the Sankhya Yoga system. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who have 2 heads, 3 legs, 4 horns, and 7 hands. I offer my obeisances unto you, whose heart and soul are the 3 Vedic rituals, Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, and Upasanakanda, and who expand these rituals in the form of sacrifice.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, Lord Shiva or Rudra, who are the reservoir of all potencies, the reservoir of all knowledge, and the master of everyone. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are situated as Hiranyagarbha, the source of life, the supersoul of every living entity. Your body is the source of the opulence of all mystic power. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are the original personality of Godhead, the witness in everyone's heart, and the incarnation of Nadanarayan Rishi in the form of a human being. O personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. My Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are dressed in yellow garments, whose bodily hue resembles the Marakata gem, and who have full control over the Goddess of Fortune. O my Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Adhokshaja. It is the best of all regulative principles, the best austerity, the best process of giving charity, and the best process of sacrifice. Therefore, my dear gentle lady, follow this ritualistic vow, strictly observing the regulative principles. By this process, the Supreme Person will very soon be pleased with you and will satisfy all your desires. Thus ends the 16th chapter of the 8th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Executing the Payavrata Process of Worship.